from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from training camp. We're waiting for Bobby Wagner to show up. It doesn't seem like things are working here, but
we'll give you the live behind the scenes here. Bobby Wagner is talking. Like, that is occurring right now.
There's like four people in there.
Yeah, so what some of these guys, it's interesting. The way the media side of this works is practice ends, and then players are available coming off the field, right? You can talk to them, interview them, whatever. But what often happens is players have their family here, or they have friends here, or an agent, or whatever's going on. And so they'll talk to them for a little while. Then they'll talk to their family. Then they'll come and do media. So the media, if you're working a specific story, if you're trying to tell the story of being in pads today or whatever's going on, sometimes the media needs to talk to a specific player. But what perhaps some savvy veteran football players realize is
they're working still. Let's go talk to three or four people. Get the hell out of there.
It's if I hustle up to the media tent right away, and I will answer all the questions, but there's only four people in there, I'm only answering four questions.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's on you.
It happened yesterday with Daron Payne, because all yesterday was the first day with fans, and it's always just a cool vibe when you get to see all the players signing autographs, interacting with fans, because they haven't done it since, you know, the last home game of the year, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was down there. Daron Payne got to come up here. I imagine Payne talked to maybe a person.
Hey, man. Listen. The players that have been around a while, they're just as clever as the media.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the media know that I can ask certain people certain things, and that player know if that person isn't in here, I don't have to get asked that.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's how it works sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Payne's availability now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He got asked 6 questions yesterday.
Smart man. I talk to him all the time. I didn't care, though.
Daron's the best, dude.
Because, like, if I answer your question,
he's an easygoing, just nice guy.
But what I always try to do is I'm going to try to answer as many questions as I can early. Now, if you keep coming back with the same questions every day, then I'm going to tell you, get better at your job, or I'm not talking to you anymore. Because I didn't like being asked the same question by the same person every damn
sure.
day. You know, I just got to that point, but I think if you answer early, people see that you're working with them. They stop bothering you sometimes. But if you don't answer any questions, oh, they're going to ask you something every time they see you.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I think a lot of life is just about trying to kind of do the right thing, right? Like, you just, you know.
For some of us, JP.
Right, but I think most of the time, like, it's almost like politics. I feel the fringe people on the far edges that are about 5% of the people on one side, 5% of the people on the other, dictate the discourse, right? Same in the NFL, dude. Like, 90% of the guys are awesome and easygoing.
Yeah.
And there's never any issues, dude. And then there's, like, a couple random spots, and then, you know, you get into these high-leverage, high-pressure situations, and
yeah.
It changes conversations.
True.
But most of the time, man, it's all pretty easygoing and chill. And most of these guys, Wagner's almost quiet, like, in my interaction with him. Like, he's not the dude you see on the field that is every bit.
Kind of like me.
No.
I'm quiet off the field. Unless, if I know you, I talk to you. But if I don't know you, I'm not trying to talk to you.
you are not – you. Hold on. You're not quiet, B.
Like, I'm quiet. You just used to hear me on the radio with you every day.
I hang out with you enough in all sorts of situations.
But it's me and you. I mean, you know me.
You are not a guy that, like, goes out of his way to meet people.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That I agree with. But I don't think you can call yourself quiet, dude.
I'm quiet until other stuff gets involved.
Jeff, you want to weigh in on it if B could call himself quiet?
Nah, I'm good.
Damn, Jeff's playing it scared back there. I think I don't know why we can't stream this Wagner thing, but we'll make an effort to.
Bro, we can stream it. They're just not streaming it.
Right.
The Commanders aren't streaming it at this point.
Right. That's
because Bobby didn't wait for the people that could stream it get in place. He started doing his interview before.
Smart man. Kind of in that vein, I think Wagner and Ertz and Eckler have all been impressive this camp.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were brought here to be impressive. I think we're going to really see them, whether it starts now or takes a little more time. But I think those guys are really going to manage their bodies and kind of the times, like how often they practice. Like, tomorrow coming out of the first pad of practice, I think we'll see some guys.
I thought when they stopped going in pads all the time and going as hard as they used to, that was managing their bodies right there, Jay. That's what I thought.
The league has changed.
I understand it changed.
That's just
but ultimately, they don't really practice enough a lot. And then you don't practice when you're doing that. That scares me. Listen, anybody can keep telling me what science say and what analytics say. I can tell you, Brian Mitchell analytics tell you if you don't practice football, you're going to probably get hurt playing football.
You know what's interesting, guys? I listened to the Sean McVay podcast this morning. And McVay, if you go back to when he took over the Rams,
mm-hmm.
really kind of pushed the needle towards less practice, no preseason, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He said today that he has kind of gone back and forth on that. That, like, he's like, man, guys do need to play football. Like, it's a physical game, and you got to be physical out there.
I never wavered. I understand it had to adjust a little bit from where it was, but it's gone too far to the other side now. You know, it's gone so far to where the layman walking around say, well, I can play that game. They don't do no work. Probably died. They're trying to play. But, you know, but the ultimate thing is you have to play football to get ready for football.
Yeah.
And a lot of times guys don't play football till the first game of the season.
I think you're probably right. Honestly, I think it's going to be pretty fascinating to see what they do with Jaden because I think they're gung-ho about these practices to not have to play him much in the preseason. I think he'll play in that Miami game, but that might be it.
That's the point when I think the coach's scheming situation, his qualifications began to show. You can scheme a game plan up to get to see stuff you want to see from your guy without putting him in harm's way. But to think – I'm not going to play him at all, and then he's going to be completely ready week one. I mean, a lot of veteran guys are capable of doing it, but a lot of them not even ready when it comes to week one if they don't go through it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.